And let's go to our New York studios and go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now listen, Black Girls Rock rocked the ratings on Sunday with 3 million tuned in for the live broadcast on BET. Now the show entertains with powerhouse celebrities and amazing performances, but at the end of the day, the purpose is to empower our beautiful Black girls. I'm going inside her story with Black Girls Rock creator, former model, and one of the most talented celebrity DJs in the game, Miss Beverly Bond. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. It's good to have you on. Now, listen, I know the night of Black Girls Rock, when that show is on, it's a hectic night for you because you're the executive producer. Are you running around or do you get to sit and actually enjoy the show with the rest of us?
Well, I have to actually enjoy the show because they actually need me in my seat and they have to go to me. So I do get to enjoy the show. But right after, I actually have to go right and do press. I didn't even get to see the people that came. But it's great, you know.
Well, that's good, because you always have on these killer heels, so I don't know if you can run that well. Now, there was an article this morning in the Huffington Post responding to critics who say there's no need for a show like Black Girls Rock, and why don't we have something like a White Girls Rock? I know this is not the first time you've heard something like this, but how do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that the people that are tuned into Black entertainment television are offended that Black entertainment television is showing a show called Black Girls Rock. I read that article and I thought the woman did an incredible job. I couldn't have said it better about how are you offended by this? Why are you offended by the empowerment of Black girls? Why does that cringe at you so much? You know? And I think that people really need to check themselves and see what that is really about for themselves. Because why are you tuned into a Black station and mad that they're showing programming about Black people?
I know.
And have you complained before when the images were not so stellar? Did you jump in and say that you were offended by that, or do you go to Chinese the Chinese channel and critique their shows that are geared towards their women? You know, they don't do this to anybody but Black people and really Black girls. And that's interesting. And the other part of that, it was...
No, they do it to Black DJs, too.
Yeah, and Black DJs, of course.
But, my website is Black America Web. What do you expect from me?
But one of the things that I noticed, too, is the spell hate. Mm. There are a lot of Black people who say this.
Yeah.
And, It's really disturbing that they don't see the benefit of something like Black Girls Rock for Black people.
Yeah. Well, the show was amazing this year.
We have a lot to do.
Well, the show, yes, we do. And the show was amazing this year with the folks that you brought to the stage. And I know you're grateful to have BET as a partner, but I don't think a lot of people realize before they even stepped in, you were doing this award show, not on television, but in auditoriums in different places in New York. But you were still pulling in celebs like Queen Latifah, Janelle Monáe, Erykah Badu, and the list goes on and on. And it was still hosted by Regina King and Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
How did you pull in such great celebrities without it being a television show?
Because I think everybody keyed into the meaning and the message and the mission of what Black Girls Rock is. I know that we've all had these conversations about having to empower our girls, having to show our girls what role models look like, having to counter a lot of the negative media messages. And a lot of the women who've been supporting us for years before TV, you know, like Queen Latifah, like Kerry Washington, and Regina has been there from the very beginning. Gabrielle Union used to host our show. We've had so many supporters because they believe in the mission and the message. And so it was almost like a no-brainer for it to go to TV.
When's it going to air again?
Tonight.
It's airing tonight at 7 p.m.
All right.
On BET.
And Bev, I know the summer camp that you have is the point of it all. How do girls sign up? Because I know you've had girls from as far away as Africa sign up for this camp. How do they sign up?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. They can visit our website all year, but our applications for camp go up in February. And our camp is an international leadership camp. We get girls from as far away as Liberia, South Africa, London, and then all across the country. And it's a really an incredible, intensive 2-week overnight camp. And I suggest that anybody that has a daughter in the 13 to 17 age range that wants to give them a great leadership experience, apply for Black Girls Rock Queens Camp for Leadership and Excellence.
And if we want to contribute to the organization, we can go to the same spot.
Yes, absolutely, because we cannot do this work without support. BlackGirlsRock.org.
All right. Thank you, Beverly Bond, for all you do.
Great job.